just to test out the hand, make sure it's properly in terms of snap, throw, everything you need to do on to be ready to go on Sunday.
It'll be important to take a look at it and see you know, how it's feeling and hopefully get it progressing throughout the week.
How does it feel now?
Good over you.
Can we see it?
Can you show us your hand?
I'd rather not. That's okay.
You've obviously played through some hand injuries before. Last year, you had the one in 2011. I think what? Can you just explain how difficult it is for you to do what you normally do when you're dealing with something with your hand?
You know, every one of them is different. This one, just the same. So you got to kind of figure out what feels good, what doesn't, you know, and go from there.
Perceptions when you play with those have ticked up a little bit. How much is that, you know, detracted from your performance, I guess?
Again, I think they're both, you know, they're both different. You know, one was a break, another was another injury. This one's different than that, you know, so it's kind of yet to be seen. I really, it's kind of yet to be seen to see how I'm feeling.
How important is just gripping the ball?
Pretty vital. Yeah, it's important, you know, so we'll see. We'll see how I'm feeling, how it goes. You know, we'll just take it kind of day by day.
Matthew, you said on Sunday that you know, there was initially maybe a little numbness, or you felt like it was nerve tension. Has that feeling come back?
Yeah.
How much of a relief is it compared to what you thought it might be to what it is?
Yeah, definitely. You know, obviously getting the x-rays back, it was a little, you know, nervous walking off the field. Didn't really know, you know, what to expect and what it was going to be. So happy that nothing's broken in there. We'll see. Haven't really come up with that plan yet.
Is the pain reduced from Sunday?
Yeah. I mean, it's getting better. You know, it's spent a lot of time with our trainers and doing all the stuff I can to try and get it feeling as good as it can.
Swollen hand's not going to keep you out of playing, right? I mean, expect it to, or is there a chance?
Yes, just check the report every day of the week, and you guys will figure it out.
Have you ever dealt with this before, bruised hand, throwing hand?
I don't know. Every injury is different, really.
Did you try throwing with it yet?
No, not yet.
The game was today. Could you play?
It's a good question.
Would you?
That's not an answer, though.
That's my answer. Now that you've looked back at the performance, I mean, did you sense for a reason for the rhythm you got in? I mean, we talked about the 20 straight completions. I know there was the one that got wiped out by the roughing the passer call, mm-hmm. but it's just a good defense, a good run for you. What was clicking that game?
You know, I was putting it in some pretty good spots, and our guys are going up and making some plays. I mean, Marv comes to mind is a guy that went up and made two great ones. Mike Roberts made a great catch. Some of them were better throws than others. Some of them were guys going and making plays, and that's get on a streak like that in a game. You know, it takes everybody. It takes the guys up front blocking. It takes those guys winning on routes, making plays if they don't win, whatever it is. So a little bit of everything. You know, but that's NFL football. When you're playing really good offense, you know, for periods of time, it's usually everybody doing their job pretty well.
Does that just become an automatic check for you as soon as a safety drifts towards the middle of the field? I mean, Marv's alone on the outside, a one-on-one shot to him is that
not automatic. No, we still run some offense. You know, one of them was the free play, which was big. You know, we were going to get 5 yards, but shoot, it's a whole lot better to get 40, 50, something like that. So, you know, we've had a couple of those this year and, you know, for one reason or another, haven't connected on them. And sometimes they're just, you know, thrown up for grabs if, you know, there's no clear window to throw it. But he went up there and made a great play. That was a huge one for us. Kind of sparked us early in the third.
Sorry.
Yeah,
Kenny,
you're good.
Kenny has made some plays down the field, too. Just your confidence level in him as he continues to play more. I know he missed a chunk of the season there, but kind of the same along the same lines with Marv. When he's one-on-one, do you like that opportunity?
Yeah, he's a big physical kid. You know, showing the ability to battle and go get the football. Obviously, he's got some down-the-field speed. Like you said, he's made a lot of big plays for us. He does a nice job. He's going to continue to get better with reps. Like you said, he missed quite a bit of time this year. So, you know, having him back and run around just, you know, adds to the weapons that we have. Like I always say, we're at our best and we're spreading it around, and all those guys are impacting the game in their own way.
Yeah, do you feel like this is a pretty good balanced set of pass catchers, including everybody, wide receivers, tight ends, Theo out of the backfield? It's a pretty good crew you have now. Pretty dependable.
Yeah, we have a lot of guys that can do a lot of different things. You know, we've got guys that can really run down the field, make plays. We've got guys that can, you know, expose coverage underneath. We've got big tight ends. We've got fast tight ends. We have, you know, quite a few guys that have some pretty unique skill sets.
How do you balance
balance the narrow focus that coach wants you to have and also know you have to win out to have a chance to play in the playoffs? How do you balance these two things?
I think it's pretty easy. You know, I think that's our profession. That's what we do. We focus week to week. I think it's easy for, you know, people outside of this building to get caught up in all those kind of other things, but you know, from week one, that's been our plan. That's what we always do is go in and try and, you know, focus week to week and play as well as we can.
Where have you seen Jake Rudak, you know, make strides since last year?
Total game, really. You know, I mean, I think the more time you spend learning offense and seeing reps and all that kind of stuff, I think, you know, preseason reps, all those things count for him. And he's done a nice job of improving not only – you know, physically maturing and throwing the ball, you know, really well, but also the mental aspect of the game. What we do on offense is challenging for the quarterback, and he's done a really nice job.
There's been a bunch of stories recently about how the Rams really hustle up to the line so that Sean McVay can help with audible calls. You guys are in no huddle more than any team in the league, but you're not necessarily a fast-paced offense. I'm just curious how much conversation, you know, is there a point where you kind of tell – Jim Bob to leave you alone, or how long does that conversation go on for?
He's really good about that. You know, we have plans that we kind of develop throughout the week, so there's not a whole lot of, you know, in your ear bugging you, you know, as you're trying to operate at the line of scrimmage. You know, and obviously the whatever the coach to quarterback system shuts off at 15 seconds or something, so you get a little peace and quiet then, but it's good. It's been really good. He's a good communicator. He kind of lets me go do my thing, and we, you know, talk about it on the sideline if we need to adjust.
You barely fumbled the past 2 years, but up to 11 this year. I guess why has ball security been a little more of a challenge?
Yeah, you know, that's something I'm working on. I got to do a better job of it. You know, I got to make sure I'm holding on the ball. I think, you know, every time guys are rushing the quarterback these days, they're trying to create turnovers, and they're doing a good job of it. But at the same time, you know, I've got to hold on to the ball a little bit better, no question.
A couple more for Matthew.
With the quick outs, it's a big part of your offensive scheme. Is one, is that an extension of the run game? And two, Ravens seem to be on top of them a little bit more than some other teams have. How do you go about disguising those, if you can?
I think you just got to keep, you know, mixing up looks. And some teams, they just play what they play, and some teams do it a little bit better. You know, some teams like to play press. Some teams like to play off. Some teams like to play zone. Others man. You go into a game – you know, with a little bit of a plan, and, you know, we just try to go out there and execute as best we can.